It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Simon Wiesenthal was a Holocaust survivor and a Nazi hunter. In his book, The Sunflower, On the Possibilities and Limits of Forgiveness, he recounts a dilemma about forgiveness. This dilemma is the same as one raised by a few of you during this series. What do I do if the person I have harmed cannot be located or is dead? Here are two practical responses to this dilemma. Wiesenthal writes of an incident as a Jewish inmate in a concentration camp during World War II. While on a work detail, he was led into a hospital ward where a German SS soldier was dying. The soldier, Karl, was haunted by his murder of a Jewish family. He wanted to confess his atrocity to a Jewish person, any Jewish person. Even though Wiesenthal was convinced of the genuineness of the young soldier's repentance, Wiesenthal was silent. He concluded that it was not for him to respond to the confession. He had not been the one harmed by that soldier. What should Wiesenthal have done? What would you have said? This is the dilemma. Let's look at King David's response in 2 Samuel 11-12 for some guidance. David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of a loyal army officer named Uriah. In an attempt to cover up his sin, King David engineered the death of Uriah. Like the German soldier, David's victim, Uriah, was no longer alive to hear David's confession, his spoken repentance. David's prayer of repentance in Psalm 51 provides us with the answer to Wiesenthal's dilemma. In his confession to God, we hear these words in Psalm 51, verse 4, "Against you, you only." Again, "Against you, God, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." As we have discovered in this series, sin against another human is sin against one who is an image of God. Therefore, sin against an image of God is sin against the God of the image. Whether the harm or offense done against other humans is murder, as with David and a German soldier, speaking badly of a friend, or some other sin or offense, no matter what the sin or offense is against another person, it is all against God. Here's what we learn from David's response. When you become aware that you have offended, injured, or sinned against another person, you need to confess, to speak out your repentance before the one true God, first, the God of the image. One practice that I have built into my life is to speak out to God and the Father the words of 1 John 1 verse 9 in a way that expresses my change of heart unconditionally, completely, and contritely. Unconditionally, this means that you admit your sin or wrong without excuse or explanation before the Father. Any confession that contains the word "if" is not really a confession. For instance, we often hear public statements such as, "If anyone is offended, I apologize." Real confession, repentance spoken, is unconditional. It's complete. That means that you express all you did or said or thought, comprehensively acknowledging your wrong before God. Come clean before Him, honestly and completely. And contriteness. It means that you do so with a heart that regrets deeply the wrong you have done, never wanting to repeat it. When the text of 1 John 1:9 is personalized, it may sound something like this: "Father, I confess my sin of," and be specific about what it is. "I thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive this my sin, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I ask for your grace and power never to do this again." This is a simple guide to a burdened heart as it confesses in the vertical, that is, toward God. Here's another related dilemma. But you say, I don't think the person has died. I just can't find them. What do I do in that circumstance? Well, first, you should follow the example of David, whether the person is alive or dead. Speak your repentance to God first. Second, provided the person is alive, seek out that other person to confess your wrong and ask for forgiveness from that person. What if you've tried everything to find the other person without success? What then? Here's what a reader contributed. A person had injured a relationship by speaking badly about her friend. Over the years, recollections of the rift she caused often troubled the woman, but she no longer knew where she could find the other person. During a Sunday morning worship service, she determined in prayer to make every effort to rebuild the broken relationship. She asked the Lord to make the reconciliation possible. Following the prayer time at the church, and at the urging of the pastor to extend greetings to another person present, she turned around and recognized the very lady she needed to meet. Needless to add, that following the conclusion of that good service, the two women learned and leaned into the relationship only the Holy Spirit could have created. Do what you can to locate the other person. If this doesn't seem possible, pray. And as we've seen, God does some very amazing things. But here's another question. What if the offended person refuses to forgive you? This introduces yet another great question raised by a person following this series. We will explore what the Bible says about that situation in the next podcast.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.